ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाई डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिला प्रभुपाद. शिला प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन. लॉर्ड ब्रह्मात्मा स्तम ददर्श. लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा सॉ दैट अर्जुन आस्क एंड अ सिमिलर अर्जुन ऑल्सो सी दैट फॉर्म. चैप्टर 11 ऑफ भगवद्गीता टेक्स्ट 10 एंड 11 इज डिस्क्राइब्ड अनेक वक्त्र नयनम अनेकाभूत दर्शनम अनेक दिव्याभरणम दिव्या को ओदयतात युधम दिव्य मैल्यांबर धरम दिव्य गंधानुलेपनम सर्वाश्चर्यमयम देवम अनंतम विश्वतो मुखम. अर्जुन सॉ इन दैट यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म अनलिमिटेड माउथ्स अनलिमिटेड आईज अनलिमिटेड वंडरफुल विजन्स. द फॉर्म वॉज डेकोरेटेड विद मेनी सेलेस्टियल ऑर्नमेंट्स एंड बोर मेनी डिवाइन अप्रेज्ड वेपन्स. ही वोर सेलेस्टियल गार्लैंड्स एंड गार्मेंट्स एंड मेनी डिवाइन सेंट्स वॉज स्मियर्ड ओवर हिज बॉडी. ऑल वॉज वंडरस ब्रिलियंट अनलिमिटेड एंड ऑल एक्सपांडिंग. If hundreds of thousands of suns were to rise at once into the sky, their radiance might resemble the effulgence of the Supreme Person in that universal form. And at that time, Arjuna could see in the universal form of the Lord the unlimited expansion of the universe situated in one place, although divided into many, many thousands. Then, bewildered and astonished, his hair standing on end, Arjuna bowed his head to offer obeisances and with folded hands began to pray to the Supreme Lord. Arjuna said, "My dear Lord Krishna, I see assembled in your body all the demigods and various other living entities. I see Brahma sitting on the lotus flower, as well as Lord Shiva and all sages and divine servants. Form is difficult to see with effulgence spreading on all sides like blazing fire or the immeasurable radiance of the sun. Yet I see this glowing head adorned with various crowns, clubs and discs. You are the supreme primal objective. You are the ultimate resting earth. You are inexhaustible. You are the oldest, the personal of Godhead. This is my opinion. You have numberless arms and the sun and moon are your eyes. I see you with blazing fire coming forth from your mouth, burning this entire universe by your own radiance. Although you are one, you spread throughout the sky and the planets and all space between. O great one, seeing this wondrous and terrible form, all the planetary systems are perturbed. All the hosts of demigods are surrendering before you and entering into you. Some of them, very much afraid, are offering prayers with folded hands. Hosts of great sages and perfected beings, crying all peace, are praying to you by singing the Vedic hymns. All the various manifestations of Lord Shiva, the Adityas, the Vasus, the Sadhyas, the Vishwadevas, the two Ashvis, the Maruts, the forefathers, the Gandharvas, the Yakshas, the Asuras, and the perfect demigods are beholding you in wonder. O mighty armed one, all the planets with their demigods are disturbed at seeing your great form. And then, when the negotiations are on,